Blog Talk Radio.
World, you just tuned into Blog Talk Radio, and this is Talk to Me, hosted by the one and the only, the most fantabulous, loveliest, wealthiest, and most jubilant sister in the world. That's right, my name is Minister Cherie Humphrey, and I am the founder and president of Diamonds in the Rough, Finding the Spirit in Me, and a producer of A Star is Born talent events and Talk to Me Media. Our motto is standing firm on the promises of God. I just want to thank everybody for tuning back in to Talk to Me World. This is just a couple of weeks before our 8th annual A Star is Born talent showcase and competition to take place on Saturday, July the 9th at the White Eagle on 595 East Washington Street. Doors open at 2:30. The event is from 3 to 7, and the tickets are $30. I will not be selling tickets the last week of June, so you will have to come to the door. The same price will stand $30 at the door unless you are 4 and under, and it is free for you at that time. We have some wonderful people that are going to be scheduled to appear on that particular day, including judges and kids alike. But before we get into that, we are on our third segment about waiting on the Lord. We're talking about how long. This is part three. We did speak with Tashauna Perry. We spoke with Coffee, both recording artists, and both my friends. And my girl Tashauna shed some light on what she felt about it. Coffee gave her perspective on it. And now I'm just going to give some more scriptures just to refresh your mind in case you did not hear the first two broadcasts on how long. Because we're all waiting on God to do something. And if you're not waiting on God, you're waiting on somebody. And hopefully it's not the enemy that you're waiting on. Because God is the one that's going to open the door. He is the one that we put our faith in. He is the one that makes it able and possible for the good things to happen in our lives. He is the one to strengthen us. He is the one that loves us. He is the one that guides our footsteps. So we're going to look at some scriptures, and I do have my caller standing by. We're going to plug him in shortly, but I want to get through these scriptures, and I do need to give some more announcements before we plug him in. We'll go to a break, and then we'll hear from him. Psalms 27:14 says, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." So we know that God wants us to wait. This scripture tells us to wait on him. Because we're not going to get every single thing when we think we should get it. We're not going to get every single thing because we think we should have it, and we're not going to get every single thing because we want it. And he wants to give us the desires of our hearts. But one thing I've learned, if the desire don't line up with what he wants for your life, it ain't going to happen no way. So you can keep waiting and waiting. It ain't going to never take place. So you got to want something that's going to be prosperous, productive, and be the purpose and destiny for your life so that those doors can manifest and open up. And when you say, well, how do I know that? Well, you just got to keep seeking him. I can't tell you what it is. You know, every day we're still figuring things out for ourselves. And he shows us little bit by little bit when you receive him into your heart and you call on him and you believe on him. And that's what I do know for sure. So I know that when you wait at the end of that little rainbow, there's going to be something very good for you. And sometimes when we come into crisis, babes, God answers those prayers very quickly. And I've talked to many Christians about this. And I don't know. I think maybe it's just to strengthen us when we are starting off. But then he wants to stretch us and make us wait a little bit longer. It's like a baby with a bottle. You know, you're not going to make your baby wait for 5 and 6 hours when they're a newborn to eat. You shouldn't do that. I was told that a newborn is supposed to eat like every 2 hours or every 3 hours. Then the child gets a little bit older, and then you wait a little bit more hours before you feed that child again. And then as they become 1 and 2, they can withstand just a little bit longer. Do I like the waiting process? No, I don't. But at the same time, I try to encourage myself, and I try to stay around people who are wise, people who are honest, trustworthy, people who want to see genuinely good things happen in my life and are pushing towards good things happening in their own. Because if you don't love yourself, you can't love me. And if you don't want to see nobody else prosper, you need to get away from me, because I like celebrating people as well as I like celebrating myself. So I like being around people who keep their word as much as they can. Like I said, I ain't got nothing left but my word. So I try my best that I don't tell you I'm going to promise you something and I have no intention of doing it. Well, I'm just going to tell you, look, from the jump, I can't do that, you know, straight up. Psalms 37:7-9 says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Rest in the Lord. Now, that's something that you got to be mature in, to rest in the Lord, and because resting is trusting, is having assuredness that God will come through because he's done it so many times before. And does it feel good all the time? No, it does not. Will you be tested in that process of resting? Yes, you will. Sometimes by people that you think love you or that you think are your friends. The enemy has different faces, but it's the same MO all the time. Okay, let's go to Psalm 25:4-5. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Well, yes, he will teach you. And if he loves you, he will chastise you, because he chastens those he loves. And if you ain't never been chastened, guess what? I guess he ain't loving you. Maybe he ain't loving you because you don't love him. Then it says, Psalm 37:34, wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. Okay, I know this for sure. This is basically saying he will lift you up in the presence of your enemies and prepare a table before you in the presence of them. It says the wealth of the wicked will be stored up for the righteous. So I know this. I ain't telling you something I read. I know this firsthand. You ain't got to fight nobody. You ain't got to defend yourself against liars, people who jealous of you, hating on you, pulling your name down. You ain't got to say a word. All you got to do is pray for them. And I know that works, because I've done it all too many times in my short walk with Christ. I got saved at 9, joined the church at 12. I've been dipped and baptized so much I think I'm named. But let's move on. We're going to get back to the announcements we have, and then we're going to play a little bit of my girl's music, Love Bomb by Coffee. Jade is my friend. This is her daughter. She has an awesome spirit. We had a good time on the radio show. I want to let you know once again, hold up, y'all. Saturday, July the 9th. Diamonds in the Rough, Finding the Spirit in Me, a.k.a. D-I-T-R, will be given our 8th annual talent showcase and competition. It is geared towards youth 8 to 21 in all areas of performing arts. Now, I've been doing this event since I came to Bridgeport. Since I came to Bridgeport, I've done about 20 events. I ain't never received a dime from any mayor. I ain't never received a dime from any organization in an amount that I can say was over $100 or $200. I'm grateful for the little individuals who try and support us. God bless you, and I thank you, and I appreciate you. But I'm trying to give back to the community. This is not a 501c3. This is my ministry. This is a faith-based program to win souls to Christ. And when I asked the Lord, how do I minister to the youth, that's what he spoke to me, was a talent show. Everybody doing a talent show, but everybody ain't doing a talent show like I'm doing a talent show. My purpose is to win souls to Christ. Please don't get it twisted. I love music. I grew up in music. I was in a group. I was managed by a group, been around celebrities since I was a little girl. Okay, but the main purpose of this is to win souls to Christ. I ain't going to say it no more. I'm done. All right. Now, we will be giving that. If you would like to come, I'd love to see you there because we're going to have so many people in the house. Kevin Monroe of Kevin Monroe and Devotion. Blessings will be in the house. Tashana Perry, Brittany Nicole, Janice Dempsey, gold-plated winning songwriter, excuse me, that will be in house, along with Shawnee Shabazz, New Creation, Bassett Jazz Band, Bassett Dance Steppers. We have our host Renee Love and not Darlene McGee. She did it last year, but she will be in the house because she will be participating. That's my homegirl, Darlene McGee, who was on WDJZ along with a couple other people. So go to my website, look at the flyer, check out the information on this show page, and you will see it. Get my ebooks on Amazon. The information is up here. Anything that you want to know is up here, or you can email me, you can text me. If I don't know your number, I'm not picking up the phone. I'm letting you know that right now. So please don't be offended. You need to text me so I can know who you are or leave a message. My number is out there. I get a bunch of crazy people as long as people who in their right mind. So, no, I'm not going to entertain the devil. So please text me if you're serious. I am still looking for more kids. I need to have you audition your children, private audition, by Friday. So please contact me. Go to my email. Send me a message, your name, your information, and what it is that you're interested in. I'm going to play just a little bit of Love Bomb. Then you're going to have to go to iTunes and purchase Coffee's music.
And I don't ever want this to stop, no, no.
There you have it. That was Love Bomb by Coffee. Please support her, buy her music on iTunes, as well as Tashana Perry, Brittany Nicole. We can find it on Reverb Nation as well. Coffee will be in the house. Brittany Nicole will be in the house. Greg Hill of the Delphonics will be in the house. So please come early. Doors open at 2:30. Go to the website, www.ditr, findingthespiritinme.org. I'm going to plug my caller in right now.
I had enough folks to make it, but Andres.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi,
yes,
how are you?
Good.
This is Charlie Coviello, am I correct?
Yes, it is. How are you doing?
I'm fine. You are on air. So just
all
let
right.
Everybody know what you are, what your plans are, what it is that you are doing in the community.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm running for state representative in the community against Andre Baker. And I'm at a Board of Education meeting right now fighting for the Lighthouse program. And he's a member of the Board of Education. He's not even here. That's the kind of state representative that we have in the 124th District. And in my opinion, we need a state rep that's a fighter, that's going to move our district forward and go up to Hartford and fight for the people in our district.
Yes, absolutely.
And the city,
so what is, yeah, so, and I know you have, we were running for mayor last year or the year before. And I met you through Jim Amon's campaign when I was helping out there a few years back. And what is it, the issues that you want to tackle right now? Because it could be so broad, but specifically, what are some things that you want to change?
Well, just specifically, our children are probably the most important thing that we have in our city. Unfortunately... there's not enough focus on them. Everybody talks about crime, and we need more policemen, and we need this, and we need that. And my answer to more policemen is policemen don't solve the problem. They just make the problem bigger, because what happens is the policeman arrests somebody, they become a felon, that felon doesn't have a job, and when that felon doesn't have a job, our crime increases. And that's what our problem is right now, is we need to get to our kids when they're in fourth grade and fifth grade and in grammar school to them and start counseling them, start dealing with substance abuse problems that the Board of Ed refuses to admit that are there, but they are, and work with our children like you do with your program.
Yes.
Okay? There are many
you're right, Charlie.
In our school. I interviewed you on my TV program.
Yes.
And you brought a young lady that just absolutely blew me away, because that young lady has so much talent. And then you told me you discovered her singing in the Harding High School hallway.
Yes.
And that's what I'm talking about, is that we need a state representative that's going to go to Hartford and not cut $3.5 million from our budget for Board of Ed, but add $3.5 million. Andre Baker cut $3.5 million. Okay, we need a state representative that's going to fight for the programs like the peer-to-peer program leadership group that was in the school that got thrown out of the school. We need to find funding for that program.
There needs to be funding for a whole lot of programs, because Bridgeport.
There are close. There are close to 200 people here at the Board of Education meeting right now. And the reason they're
here
is because they're fighting to continue the Lighthouse program, which is the after-school and summer program for the kids.
Right.
That program is bound to be cut. And these people want it to stay. And that's the reason they're all here tonight.
Of course.
And that's not the only program.
But, Charlie, that's not the only program in Bridgeport.
No, it isn't.
There are many, many programs that fell by the wayside because there is no money. And they keep saying there's no money. But I don't understand this part. You can spend X amount of dollars on your personal stuff and getting your house together. But where is the money going? You can have all these concerts, but where is the money going?
And by the way, I got some good news for you later. I'll talk to you about it. Okay.
Okay. We have so many programs to help these kids, and it's sad that they're trying to cut any of these programs. It's just unbelievable.
Well, first of
these kids have nothing to do.
That's very close to your ministry and very close to your heart. Because that young lady that you're talking about that you discovered in the hallway at Harding High School.
Yes.
Have been discovered had we had music and arts programs in our city schools.
Right.
Or had we had a magnet school that was for city arts and music and those kinds of talents. But we don't.
No.
Okay? And that's one of the things that's missing. So how does she get discovered? God bless us, your program, which also needs money to be able to run.
Exactly.
Okay? And
yes.
That's how this young lady was discovered. Okay. But we should, in the school system, we should have music and arts programs and so on.
And
we don't.
You know what? I met the lady there who has been running the music program. She has to get her own grants because they don't provide anything. She has to come out of her own pocket. I mean, this is ridiculous. Teachers don't hardly get paid nothing anyway. And for the amount of what they deal with on a daily basis with other people's children, up to 100 kids in one day, you talk about mental illness. You're talking about people, kids who have all in a spectrum of issues stemming from what is going on at home. How in the world can she reach all these kids? And there ain't no money to do nothing.
Nope. Yeah, and the main issue right now is that what we need to do is have somebody and people that are going to go to Hartford. Our budget in Hartford passed by 6 votes this year. We have 6 state representatives. If they had band together and said, this ain't going to pass unless Bridgeport does better, then we might have gained at least enough money to be able to fund our school system the way it should be funded. Right now, Hartford is shortchanging our school system by $43 million. Now, there's another thing, too. Okay?
Is
another thing, by their own admission. There is another thing, too, though. Okay? One of the things our Board of Education refuses to do, or I shouldn't say board, but the school system refuses to do, is to allow outside groups to pick up the slack for what they don't have.
Right.
Now, your group
right.
is a perfect example of that.
Exactly.
They won't let outside groups come into the schools to pick up for what they don't have. There's drug programs. There's all kinds of programs that are funded by the state that are to serve our children. But they have to do it after school. They can't do it while school's in session. Well, we need to open things up so that that can happen. Okay?
Yes.
The schools cannot operate on their own. What's it that it takes a village to build a child or raise a child?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, well, we need to get the village into our, we need to get the village into our school system.
Yes, we do. I agree with that.
Okay?
One.
And you're a part of the leading groups of the village.
Yeah,
right.
and we need to do.
We need to bring the village to our school system, which we're not allowing to happen.
I know a lot of community leaders. You got ML Brooks, who's on WICC with her community festival, who does things in the community and also fashion shows that can help with the girls. You got the guy from Street Safe, who I met, who offers different programs. And I think that I'm not sure if that receives a little bit of money. But my thing is that everybody can help, and like you said, it takes a village, and that principle has been lost, and we don't see that anymore.
Nope.
You're exactly right.
It used to be a lot simpler. Life used to be easier. Oh, look at this. I'm at the Board of Ed meeting. There's a beautiful young lady coming out with a graduation cap on and just looks absolutely wonderful. And this is what... This is what, see, things are all about. And what we need to do is restructure and look at everything all over again.
Absolutely.
And we not only need ministers like you, but we need to get all the ministers involved in some form or another. And unfortunately, that's not happening in our community either. There are many. No. There are too many selfish people in this community.
Okay? Yes, Lord. When I first moved to Bridgeport. Yes.
Go ahead.
Say what you got to say.
You were talking about waiting for God's blessings.
Yes.
I just want to tell you that I don't have to wait because God has blessed me a number of times. I always look for the opportunity to talk about my testimony, and I should have been dead in 2000. Doctor told me I was going to die, and as you can see, I went down from 170 pounds down to 50 pounds. And you've seen me. You know I ain't no 50 pounds anymore.
Yeah, right.
I wish I was a little bit less, but I ain't no 50 pounds no more. Okay? And he told me I was going to die. And I told him I wasn't because God had more things for me to do.
Right,
and as you can see, I'm still here. But he also, in 1985, I got in a car accident in which I broke my neck. And I should have been dead. Okay? So I've been brought back here twice, not once, okay, to serve the Lord. And I don't have to wait for the goodness of the Lord because I've already experienced it.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. All right. Yeah. And there you have from Charlie Coviello. And you're so right about the churches and the ministers coming. I mean, the churches coming together. There's over 200 and some churches in the city of Bridgeport alone. And I know that because I sought out every black pastor when I first moved here. And I only received a response from J.J. Harrison's old pastor, Bishop White. I know his last name was White, the only one. So that speaks volumes because here I am, somebody new to the ministry, trying to reach out to the community and don't have the tools to work with and just wanted somebody to show me the way, but nobody reached out. So, but
I thank
you.
If you need some introductions around, you know that I'm always there, and that goes for any of your listeners that are listening. They need some introduction or whatever. I am happy to help anybody, and especially something like your program. Your program is just, like I said, my mind was blown away by your presentation at my TV program.
Well, Charlie, wait till you come, because I know you're going to be a judge, and hopefully you still can be able to be there.
My birthday's the 10th, though. You got to sing happy birthday.
Oh, well, we're going to sing happy birthday to you then. All right.
Or at least the young lady that sang on my show.
Well, it's her birthday, too. Her birthday's that weekend, too. Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, well, you sing all those things. All right.
Yep.
I may bring two other people whose birthday are on my birthday, so.
Okay, as long as they pay at the door.
Yeah, they will. They will.
Okay, thank you so much for coming on.
We just
were speaking to Charlie Coviello.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay. We just were speaking to Charlie Coviello. And he's running for state rep. Please support him. I'm gonna play a little bit of Just Fine because this song is Mary J. Blige and it just speaks to everything. Just Fine, because in the process, when you learn how to rest, and he will teach you step by step. If you fall, you get back up. But you learn how to rest in him, and that's by trusting. And if you come from a place where trust is not something that you used or you frequented or you understood or comprehended, like myself, the Lord can show you. He can show you how to trust him, eat step by step, day by day. You just keep the faith, believe on the Lord, because nobody can do you like Jesus. Get your ticket for A Star Is Born. Come out to the door Saturday, July 9th, White Eagle. Doors open at 2:30. The event is from 3 to 7 o'clock. You know how to reach me if you need more information. Thank you for tuning in, and until next time.
You know I love music, and every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move, it makes me want to have fun, but it's something about this joint right here, it makes me want to,
let it go, can't let this thing called love get away from you, feel free right now, go do what you want to do, can't let I'm moping around. Are you kidding? you get better.